No matter where you are, it's Texas Standard Time on this Wednesday, June 22nd, and we're awfully glad you're spending a bit of that time with us. I'm David Brown, and around this time last year, it appeared that Texas would play an outsized role in the 2016 race for the presidency. There was a certain Texas senator in the running, as well as a scion of a Texas political dynasty, a former business executive with Austin roots, the libertarian-leaning son of a longtime Texas congressman, and the longest-serving Texas governor in state history. Remember them? Anyone? What about the claim that the Republican who won the Texas primary would likely be the party's nominee? Okay, so things didn't quite turn out the way anyone predicted. But it now appears that perhaps Texas, or at least some key Texans, may in fact be playing outsized parts in this year's political drama, albeit in ways few could foresee. First of all, there's Hope Hicks, the SMU graduate who's part of Donald Trump's inner circle, as well as the San Antonio firm of Giles Parscale, a design and marketing firm which has burst onto the national landscape as Trump's digital marketing team. Also making news this week, Scott Walker. No, he's not from Texas. He's the Wisconsin governor who failed in his own presidential bid, but he appears to be helping stage some kind of possible GOP convention coup, calling for his state's delegates to vote their conscience. And he's also pushing a Texan back front and center, Ted Cruz. Now, that's likely a long shot, admittedly, but then there's this. A Texas Democrat who only days ago told fellow Texas Democrats he was out of contention for a spot on the 2016 ticket, now reported by many sources to be very much in the running. Joining us is Edward Isaac Dover, senior White House reporter at Politico. Welcome back to The Standard.
It's great to be here.
Just a few hours ago, Hillary Clinton told CNN that her team has narrowed down a short list of possible running mates. And now we have CNN, the San Antonio Express News, Dallas Morning News, all reporting that Julian Castro is actively being vetted by the Clinton team. Are you surprised?
Not at all. Look, Castro has been someone who was seen as a probable national consideration since his keynote speech at the Democrat convention 4 years ago. That took him from being a mayor of San Antonio to being someone who people in Washington were talking a lot about. Obviously, then when he left San Antonio to become the housing secretary, that only fed the speculation, mm-hmm. and it's kept up since then over the last 2 years. So Castro is he fits a lot of things that people would want to see on a national Democratic ticket. He's Latino. Uh-huh. He's young. He's in the right circumstances. He can be dynamic and popular with young people and Latinos, both and as well as other voting groups that people would need and that Hillary Clinton would need, especially if she wants to make sure that she's in very good shape going into the fall against Donald
Trump. Okay, now let me interrupt you there, because I think a lot of people would acknowledge all that's true, but just a few days ago, he was telling the Texas Democratic Convention he was out of the running. He was not being vetted. So did something just happen overnight?
No, this is politics.
This is politics, yeah.
Where people say things that are not necessarily exactly false. And so it's a question of what vetting means, or what being in the running means. What we know is that Hillary Clinton is, it seems like she has, I wouldn't exactly call it a short list, it's more of a focus list, and then she has a larger list.
Okay.
Castro, from what the Clinton campaign has been putting out, is at least on that smaller focused list. And nobody is surprised that he would be on the larger list of people that she's looking at and that her campaign team is looking at.
Well, you know, there are veterans of the political scene here, and the conventional wisdom, I suppose, in Texas is that there isn't a Democrat out there who could help Hillary Clinton win Texas in November. But it was somewhat odd a few days ago. Hillary Clinton surprised an interviewer when she was asked which red state she could take. And the first thing out of her mouth, without a pause, Texas is up for grabs. And the reporter said Clinton had this sort of knowing smile on her face, as if she had an ace up her sleeve. And I'm just sort of wondering, do you think that there's this idea among the Clinton staff that Castro's name might actually put Texas in play in November?
I think it's probably fed more from the idea that Democrats are just salivating at the idea of taking Texas off the map for Republicans. They feel like once they do that, they will have a permanent lock on the presidency. And when you look at the way the Electoral College shapes up, it is true that there is no real path for Republicans to win if Texas is in the Democratic column, unless other states start changing to be in the Republican column in a major way. Yeah. But, you know, that was the dream that was there based on thinking that also had Wendy Davis doing much better in the governor's race than
she did.
There
was that. Yeah, there was that. We just have a couple of seconds, but yeah. Mentioned Ted Cruz, a possible chatter about, you know, Walker-Cruz yep. ticket at the convention. You see Ted Cruz's role emerging in a general election here?
It's hard to see it unless the Republican delegates figure out who have a problem with Donald Trump, figure out a way around the rules, which require the majority of pledged delegates who are there to vote for Donald Trump on the first ballot. If that happens, then things can change. But if not, then Donald Trump will be the nominee.
Edward Isaac Dover, senior White House reporter at Politico. Thanks so much.
Thank you.